Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. For years, maybe even decades, when people talked about California cuisine, the focus was typically on big cities like the Bay Area. But now, when you talk about California cuisine, or as we like to say around these parts, farm to fork, Sacramento certainly stands on its own. And since 2018, our next guest has been exploring the restaurant and bar scene for the Sacramento Bee. He may, in fact, have one of the best jobs in the city, going from place to place, tasting some of the best food and drinks our area has to offer. So just in time for your holiday parties, holiday gifts, Benji Eagle has now published his new recipe book. It is called Sacramento Eats, Recipes from the Capital Region's Favorite Restaurants. Congratulations, Benji. Welcome.
Thanks so much for having me.
So you have been with the Sacramento Bee as the food and drink reporter now since 2018. Was this something you always wanted to put together?
You know, the idea came to me a couple of years ago, and I didn't start really working on it until this spring. But I really wanted to put together some sort of book that would commemorate how far Sacramento's dining scene has come since I started on the beat in 2018 and in the 5 years prior, where we've seen a lot of growth as well. I felt like the time was ripe at this point that Sacramento has a dining scene now that can stand on its own 2 feet. It's not just a cheap alternative to the Bay Area or LA. It's really impressive on its own. And the recipes in this book really help identify those restaurants that are make the dining scene what it is and make going out to eat in Sacramento a lot of fun.
Going back to 2018, when you became the food and drink reporter, how does someone land a job doing that? Did you have to convince someone, or was there a pitch?
You know, I always had an interest in cooking and food. I started a cooking club in high school and did all the summer camps growing up and everything. But my first job out of college was covering business in Texas. And when I was hired at the Bee, I was hired as a breaking news reporter. Mm-hmm. And, you know, after 6 months, there was no one on the food beat, and they pulled me into an office one day and asked if I would like to start it as a trial. And I always tell people that, you know, they must have either seen me coming in with last night's leftovers or just hungover because I was 23 and was starting work at 5:30 a.m. So either way, you know, they assigned it to me as a trial period, and I took it and ran with it and sort of made it my own over the years. And it's been 5 years now, and I'm still in love with it.
You've really had a seat at the table or at the counter when it comes to seeing this area grow in you know, the 5 years that you have been covering Sacramento restaurants and cuisine. What makes Sacramento unique when it comes to the dining scene here? It's diverse, too.
It is. I think that the two things that really stand out are the farm-to-fork movement. You know, that's a thing in a lot of cities, but not every city has the Central Valley in its backyard. And so a lot of these crops that feed the nation were growing right here in California, around Sacramento. I always tell people that, you know, 80% of the U.S.'s domestic caviar comes from Sacramento County. It's even things like that that we don't quite realize. And the other thing that you touched on, too, is the diversity of Sacramento. It was at one point named the most diverse city in the country. And you see that in the dining scene if you look hard enough. I really tried to capture that in the book, that we have Cambodian dips. We have a lot of Mexican dishes. We have Ethiopian food. We have Lebanese food. We have Ukrainian food. And, you know, that's really something that I think makes Sacramento's dining scene special, that you can go and find all these different cuisines within a 20-minute drive.
Yeah, you have dozens of restaurants that I think are familiar to probably a lot of people here in Sacramento. How did you go into selecting and reaching out to these chefs?
A lot of what I do is trying to highlight the restaurants that are unsung heroes, that do really great food but don't necessarily get the recognition. And in this case, I was looking for the stars of the dining scene. So it's the first restaurants that come to mind for a lot of people when they think of Sacramento. That means, you know, Localis and Selwyn's Market Cafe and Zocalo, places like that, Jim Boy's Tacos even. And so I reach out to all these chefs. I would send them sort of the same email or text message if I had their phone numbers. And I would try and explain the project I was working on. I expected to be rejected a lot, honestly, just because I'm asking them to divulge a secret recipe. But in most cases, they were really excited to participate. And I think they understood that this would be something to promote Sacramento's dining scene and promote their restaurant. And yeah, I really tried to capture the stars of old as well as the up-and-coming ones. You know, we have Frank Fats in there. We also have Bodega Kitchen and Cocktails, which is a hot new Caribbean place in the Green Haven neighborhood. So I tried to get a wide range in there of everything that defines Sacramento's dining scene to me as I see it.
Yeah, given that this was an idea you came up with and started mulling over about a year or so ago, you know, this follows the pandemic and shutdowns, and that was devastating to the restaurant industry. Do you think that played a role in wanting to put together a cookbook that showcases the restaurants that made it through?
I think so, yeah. You know, the last few years on my beat, I've just been talking to so many people who are telling me about how they can barely stay in business or how it's really a struggle with a lot of the issues that are plaguing Sacramento. And there was a lot, you know, it's a pretty fun beat a lot of the time, but there was a lot of negative stories to come out of it as well. And so I really felt like I wanted something uplifting, something that you could put on your mantle or on your bookshelf and be proud of for our restaurant scene. Because while there are a lot of problems in the city of Sacramento and, you know, for businesses in Sacramento, there's a lot of things to be proud of mm-hmm. as well. And that's what I hope to capture with Sacramento Eats.
Yeah, a big piece of your book is the photography. It is stunning. I don't know how you don't get hungry flipping through your book. So who did you collaborate for that part of the project?
So this project is run through the Sacramento Bee. And so we were lucky enough to be able to work with the Bee's wonderful photographers. A lot of the photos that are in the book, photographers went out and shot. We have some courtesy photos in there, too, that the restaurants were able to provide. But to me, the best photos in the book yeah. are the ones by our staff. And I think they really pop. You know, you can read a recipe and get a little hungry, but when you see whatever it is dripping off the spoon, that's when you really say, oh, I want to eat that.
What are some of the iconic dishes that people might recognize in the cookbook, both dishes and also drinks?
Absolutely. So, you know, Skip's Kitchen is a beloved burger bar out in Carmichael. They gave their original hamburger recipe. Anyone who's gone to Zocalo knows the cilantro lime rice that, you know, comes as a little side. That's in there as well. The iconic cocktail of Sacramento, of course, is the White Linen.
Of course.
And Shady Lady Saloon did divulge the recipe for that. I know I'll be making that next summer when it's 100 degrees outside. In addition, you've got the Firehouse restaurants. Beef Wellington, that's a classic for a lot of years, and maybe some new classics, too, that we don't know about yet that will be on the map in a few years.
Have you had a chance to test out some of the recipes?
I have, yeah. And, you know, some of them are pretty easy to make. Some of them are a little more complex, but I think there's something in there for every cook at every level, which I think will appeal to a lot of people, hopefully.
What do you hope people do with the book? I mean, it's perfect for the holidays. I mean, we have Thanksgiving next week and obviously a lot of holiday parties as well. But, you know, it's not just the timing is great, but, you know, you could use this cookbook anytime. What do you hope people use it for?
Absolutely. Well, I've already heard from people who say that they're going to cook their way through it and try all 60 recipes in there and make them over the course of a year or two. What I really hope, too, is that people will have one of these dishes at home and they'll really enjoy it. And they'll say, that was great. I want to go out to the restaurant and try what else they make. Because, you know, for every recipe that's in here, there are dozens more at the restaurant that they cycle through. So I hope that they'll use it as a jumping off point as well. Every restaurant in there has their address and their website and their phone number listed. And so hopefully people will try this and then go see what else is on the menu as well.
The fact that local chefs collaborated with you, they gave you, divulged, you know, recipes, you know, from their establishments. What does that say that they wanted to collaborate for a project like this?
You know, I'm really touched. Journalists and their sources hopefully have a good relationship. But, you know, occasionally I write things that not everyone on my beat agrees with. I have chefs in there who I've disagreed with in the past. And I felt like it was really an indication of their trust in me, that they would be willing to divulge their recipes and trust me to get them right, send the photographers out, meet with them. You know, I've built these relationships over the last 5 years. And as much as this book is a culmination of the Sacramento dining scene, for me, it's also a culmination of all my work on the beat over the last 5 years and the trust that I've built. And I'm really touched by that and proud that these people were willing to entrust me with their recipes.
And I know that you can order the book online, but is it carried at any bookstores here in Sacramento? And are you going to be having any book signing events?
Absolutely. In Sacramento, it's going to be carried at the Strapping Store, Cordy Brothers, let's see, Capital Books, Beers Books, Wild Sisters Book Company. In the greater Sacramento region, it's also going to be carried at A Seat at the Table Books in Elk Grove, Face in a Book in El Dorado Hills, Avid Reader in Davis, and then it'll be carried in Barnes & Nobles across the region as well in the physical stores. I'll be having some book signings as well starting Friday at Wild Sisters Book Company, Sunday at A Seat at the Table Books, and then on November 29th at There and Back Again Cafe in downtown Sacramento.
Yeah, I can only imagine like the relief you have and the excitement you have now that, like, you know, your baby is now out there and people can enjoy it. But have you already been thinking about a second edition? I mean, you know, so many restaurants in the area.
Right now, I'm just wrapped up in getting the first one out. I think in the new year, you know, I'll sit and think about if I want to do this all again, or, you know, if there's another project to come.
It is great that you are just enjoying the moment, Benji. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Vicky.
Benji Eagle is Sacramento Bee's food and drink reporter. His new book is called Sacramento Eats, Recipes from the Capital Region's Favorite Restaurants. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, you can email us, insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producer Sarit Lashinsky and managing editor Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Chris Feltz. Insight's technical director and engineer is Mark Jones. Our show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great Wednesday. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.